Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Sunday, September 19th, at about 10:30, and we are finishing up what is the last weekend of astronomical summer. Not a bad weekend at all if you were able to avail yourself of the beach or outdoor activities. We did have a cold front go by last night. Some places even saw a shower. But that resulted in Sunday being much less humid than Saturday was. But either way, they were both two very nice days, a very nice conclusion to the summer. Now, as we go through the week ahead, we're going to have changeable conditions. A lot of this is going to have to do with what's going on in the tropics and how they're affecting the upper air pattern along the East Coast. A little more on the tropics later in the show. But we're going to start out with this anomalously strong ridge along the East Coast for the first few days of the week. And we're going to have high pressure initially to our north, but it is going to be building south and east. So as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll start to get this onshore flow. By the middle of the week, we're going to see a deep trough go into the Midwest and cut off. So this is going to give us a strong southerly flow along the coast and a very slow-moving cold front. And we're looking at showers and storms later Wednesday through Thursday, and coming to a climax Friday morning, believe it or not, before high pressure starts building in for next weekend. So for Monday, it's partly sunny and it is very comfortable outside. We're looking for highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, we're going to start to have that marine layer around with that onshore flow. It's mostly cloudy with some fog early. We'll have highs in the mid-70s and lows in the upper 60s. Wednesday, this is the day where actually we are going to begin astronomical fall at about 3:20 in the afternoon. Going to be mostly cloudy and breezy. We're going to have that southerly flow getting established with that trough to our west. And we've got a 30% chance of some sprinkles in the afternoon, more like squally rains. We'll be in the upper 70s and we'll have lows in the low 70s. Now, Thursday, we're going to have that front just to our west, and we're going to have an area of low pressure developing along it. So we're looking for mainly cloudy conditions with a 60% chance of rain and maybe some thunderstorms. We'll be in the mid-70s, and we'll have lows in the low 60s. And Friday, we're going to have a 70% chance of rain and storms in the morning. That's what it looks like right now. That cold front is going to come through, and we'll see highs in the low 70s. And lows Friday night are going to be in the upper 50s. That's setting the stage for our first real fall-like air mass next weekend, and that's fitting because it will be the first full weekend of fall. Now, I mentioned that we're going to talk about the tropics, and the tropics are rather busy, but so far everything is fairly benign in terms of the United States. So, with the tropics being the way that they are, with a few systems off the East Coast, and they're well offshore, but they're close enough that they are churning up the surf, and they're also pumping up the Atlantic Ridge, and that's what's slowing down that cold front so much for later in the week. But we did see Tropical Storm Odette sort of dissipate. There's a remnant low somewhere well to our south and east. Not really sure if it's going to do anything. Most of the convection got sheared away from an upper trough that passed to its north. We've got Tropical Storm Peter, and that's about 440 miles east of the northern Leeward Islands. That's going to keep moving northwest and then turn more northeast towards Bermuda. It's in a high shear environment, so the convection is well north and east of the center. Something for Bermuda to keep an eye on, but it doesn't look like anything strong is going to develop. Behind that, we also have newly formed Tropical Storm Rose. This is centered a few hundred miles west of the Cape Verde Islands. It is not near any land masses, and it looks as though it's going to stay out to sea. And also, like Peter, strong easterly wind shear is going to affect the storm. So, not expecting much strengthening either. Lastly, we have a tropical wave moving off the west coast of Africa right now. And environmental conditions look conducive for slow development of this over the next several days. The Hurricane Center gives it a 40% chance over 5 days. If this system does develop, it will take the name Sam. Now, there are only 4 names left on the Hurricane Center's name list, which means we would start using the supplemental list. We don't go to the Greek alphabet anymore. National Hurricane Center has a second list of names, and some of them, quite frankly, are pretty exotic. And given that we still have 2.5 months left in the hurricane season, ends on November 30th, it's possible that we will get to that point, but the overall pattern does seem less conducive for tropical cyclones. It's very fall-like in the Atlantic. We have a lot of deep troughs dipping down and a lot of wind shear. So, can't say that we're totally done, but I think the chances of a major system hitting the Northeast directly are greatly diminished. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com or on Facebook at JC Weather NYC Long Island.